Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you the only one?
I think so.
All right. I'm sure there'll be somebody else. How are things going with your repairs?
At a standstill.
Okay.
They tell you, I'll get back with you this week, and they don't get back with you. And you call the adjuster, and the adjuster says, well, I can't reach your roofer. You call the roofer, and the roofer says, adjuster never tried to reach me. And so you go on about doing your everyday stuff. Figure
Well,
it'll
I think
happen sometime.
it'll happen sometime, and you can't get upset that it's not happening because it
No,
doesn't do
I don't have time. I don't have time not to get upset. After having been gone 2 weeks,
Yeah.
after the last one, I'm not even finished unpacking.
Waka
Good afternoon,
has
Maka.
joined.
Good afternoon, Hope and Hannah. And anybody else
Okay.
want?
I'm going to mute.
Okay. I think somebody else joined us as well, so good afternoon. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Jimincha, Tati, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Kaharenu, Nora, Kufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tavol
Has
Chasin
joined.
Tare Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyer Lamcha Pene Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pesayan Kuf Davatenu Kabel Ushmatzia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tadiyata. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East, but we're going to first connect to the energy of certainty. Like studying the verse that comes from the Subham commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekucha Rihu Koma Deavet Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belayt lach mila bialma divahe barnash Ledach yale ya mine ya ulan haga Beya kalana de akuru ovada Dikshoti nun wikola itzirik bialma Now the year, the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we connect to a verse that has this energy. That the verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosif v'ne avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. The energy of the year 5781, our current year, is the energy of redemption. And that will manifest if the children of Israel are prepared. One of the ways we prepare is to study a verse from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wadam mehem etach lakohanim lalevim amar Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he a ka he da he za yo ala da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo e ko me ba a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he ke he wa nu ta he he ya a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo ke wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da la nu yo he a me re he a yo yo sa he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo da me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa be. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da la he wa hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa me ka be yo la yo wa pe na u la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da an hu yo he wa me re he a yo ke za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re wa he be yo hey alawa mezayo da hey be mekako ala a ke hewa re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey be. Sadakim, who left this day, the 21st day of Heshvan, Rabbi Betzalel ben Rabbi Abraham Stern, Rabbi Yichya Halevi Alshich, Rabbi Eliezer HaKohen of Sochotsho, Rabbi David ben Zimra, he's known as the Radbaz. He was a contemporary of the Ari. Rabbi Abraham Azulai, he's a really famous Mekubal, and is one of the sefers that he wrote is called Chesed L'Abraham, and it, to my knowledge, it hasn't been fully translated, but what has been translated is really amazing information. Some of it is on our website, most of it is not. Rabbi David Shlomo Leibschitz of Soroka, Rabbi Yisachar Ber of Podchaitz, Rabbi Elazar HaKohen of Poltsusk, Rabbi Moshe of Shitshelnik, and since today is Sunday and our pattern is to, since we don't have a class in the evening, we also list or study the names of the Sadiqim who left, who chose to leave on the 22nd day of Heshvan, which starts the night at sundown. Rabbi Ezriel ben Rabbi Dov Halevi Horowitz of Lublin. He is known as the Eisener Kop. And Kop is Yiddish for head. I'm not sure what Eisener is. Represents. Rabbi David Shlomo ben Rabbi Yeruchim Ebitschutz, Rabbi Issachar Dov ben Rabbi Yehoshua Rokeach of Belz, Rabbi Issachar Dov Rokeach, the third Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer is a, they're referred to as courts, but they're basically different cities. They would have different righteous people that the people of the community in that city would refer to as their Reb, as the Rav. And so that the family of Rokeah was essentially the Belzer court. Rabbi Moshe Lima, Harav Uriel Davidi, we will say the eighth verse of the Anabakoach to ground any excess energy we may have drawn. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life to reach the level for our class today. Malchut Yohaheni wa Yohei, Yohaheni wa Yohei, Yohaheni wa Yohei, Yesod. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Hod, You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yavura. Yaash. Niwi yosh. Yaash. Niwi yosh. Yaash. Niwi yosh. Hesed. Yah anywe yo hair. Yah anywe yo hair. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Dina. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Achma. Yeah, honeywa, yo ha. Yeah, honeywa, yo ha. Yeah, honeywa, yo ha. Keter. Yeah, honeywa, yo ha. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We will also connect to the Ma meditation, which is a tool we use to expand our consciousness. We use it as a ladder. We connect to various gematriot of what we're saying. In a sequence, step by step, we climb the ladder from the number 20 to the number 26 to the number 39 to the number 45. And when we realize that these four numbers total 130, which connects to Mount Sinai, the gift of the Torah, and also to the Hebrew word sulam, meaning ladder. This is how we expand our consciousness, step by step. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey. And just to expand your knowledge about this particular meditation, the Ma meditation, if you multiply the five times we said the number 130, it's 650. And 650 is 65 times 10. 10 Sefirot represents a partsuf, represents a complete structure. It's a stage of completion. 65 is the gematria of the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonai. And thus you see how this meditation connects to a stage of completion having to do with Malchut. We will say the abridged Kaddish to also enhance our study, because when you're saying the Kaddish in your prayer service, it is an elevator, and the elevators go up and they go down and they stop at various floors. We are trying to rise to a higher level so that our study is more enhanced. Kadavid Kadash Deme Rabbah. And we all say Amen. Yalmadi Rakirute Viamli Malhute Bechayeton Uyometon Uvechaye. They call Beit Yisrael. Va'agalav Vizman Kari. Itbarachi Shtabati Pa'arvi Brahman Vitase. Vita Dar Vita Le Vita Lal Shemede Kucha. Ve'ela Min Kol Birkata Vishirata. Tushbechata Venechemata. Da'ami Rambi Alma. Te Shlama Rabba Min Shamaya. V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. V'imru Amen. Ose Shalom Bim Roma. U'yase Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. V'imru Amen. Our class today is 10 Luminous Emanations. We're continuing our study. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 10, the second column from the left. When you open up the landing page, scroll down to class 3D, and we may find that we complete this particular handout and we'll go on to class 4, which is the next handout. But when you open up class 3D, it opens up to section 42. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kudshav Rechu, Ishkinte, Bibkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'Shem, Yud He, Bavavhe. The Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu, Aleinu Ma'asehi Adenu Penunei, Aleinu Ma'asehi Adenu Penuneihu. Indeed, you should know that the reason for our great distance from the Creator and that we are so prone to transgress His will is for but one reason, which became the source of all the torment and the suffering that we suffer, and for all the sins and the mistakes that we fail in. Clearly, by removing that reason, we will instantly be rid of any sorrow and pain. We'll immediately be granted adhesion with Him in heart, in soul, and in might. And I tell you that the preliminary reason is none other than the lack of our understanding in His providence over His creations, that we do not understand Him properly. My commentary. When reading the above paragraph, one would feel that our connection to the Creator needs to be only on an intellectual level. If we understand the Creator, then we would be closer to Him. This is not correct. The Creator is more than the level of intellect. And please keep this in mind. What does it mean that we do not understand His providence over His creations? What Rabbi Ashlag is telling us, that our ego gets in the way. Hashem provides you food. Hashem provides you shelter. Hashem provides you clothing. Hashem provides you your spouse. Hashem provides you, and I need to name 7,000 other items that he provides you. He provides you joy. He provides you happiness. He provides you depression so that you can appreciate what is truly joyful. He provides all of your needs. He provides many of your wants. Some wants he doesn't provide because you're a child and children don't know what is good for them. We don't understand why he does this. Does he do it because he created us and therefore he has an obligation to us? No, he has no obligation to us. So why does he do all this? First off, the first step we need to realize is he provides all of these things, and we think we provide them. It's me doing the work. That's where I get my money, from my work. That's where I get the food, from my ability to provide food for my family. Why do I think it's me? And that's the ego. Because if I say it's the Creator, then I have to be appreciative. And he didn't create me to be appreciative. I don't know why he created me. I have some semblance of understanding. He created me to reveal his light. He created me to desire his light so he can put that light within me. And that process of putting the light within me is why he created me. And that becomes the circuit of energy. But when we do not understand the providence he provides, we don't know why he did it, then we are not going to be successful in revealing the light properly because our desire is attuned to selfishness. This is what Rabbi Ashlag is telling us. And he is saying, this is the only reason there's pain in the world. Because we choose not to understand why Hashem provides for us. Section 43, unless there are questions. If, for example, the Creator were to establish open providence with his creation, in that, for instance, anyone who eats a forbidden thing would suffocate on the spot, and anyone who performs a mitzvah would discover such wonderful pleasures in it, like the finest delights in this physical world, then what fool would even contemplate tasting a forbidden thing, knowing that he would immediately lose his life? Because of it, just as one does not consider jumping into a fire. Also, what fool would leave any mitzvah without performing it as quickly as possible, just as one who cannot retire from or linger with a great physical pleasure that comes into his hand without receiving it as swiftly as he can? Thus, if providence were open before us, all the people in the world would be completely righteous. commentary. What is not said in these two paragraphs is that what is being described is truly the effect of doing each mitzvah. Why do you not know this truth of this statement? Why does the Creator not teach us this? It seems simple to know this. When you do a mitzvah, you receive pleasure. When you do something against the mitzvot, when you eat something that's not healthy for you, you lose energy. Why don't we know this? Why don't we feel this? Because of the klipot that's wrapping itself around us. And we cannot see these klipot, these shells. And because we cannot see them, we don't think they exist. And even when you study Kabbalah and you learn that there are these things called klipot, when do you know them to be true? When does it affect you, this knowledge? This is another way of realizing that Hashem provides. It's another way to realize what we need to do. Learn about His provisions, about how He provides for us, because that will remove the pain and the suffering of this world. Section 44. Thus you see that all we need in our world is open providence. If we had open providence, all the people in the world would be completely righteous. They would also choose to cleave to Him with absolute love, for it would certainly be a great honor for any one of us to befriend and love Him with our heart, with our soul, and cleave unto Him without losing even a minute of being separated from Him. However, since it is not so, this world is not open providence. And a mitzvah is not rewarded in this world. And those who defy His will are not punished before our eyes. But the Creator is patient with them and with us. And moreover, sometimes thinking the opposite, as it is written in Psalm 73, "Behold, such are the wicked, and they that are always at ease increase their riches. Hence not all who want to take the Lord may come and take. Instead, we stumble every step of the way, until as our sages wrote about the verse, 'I have found one man out of 1,000, that 1,000 enter a room, and one comes out to teach.'" Thus understanding His providence is the reason for every good, and the lack of understanding is the reason for every bad. It turns out that this is the axis that all the people in the world circle, for better or for worse. My commentary. This section is quite hard to accept. I hope it clarifies later on. With Rabbi Ashlag, it always does. Section 45. When we closely examine the attainment of providence that people come to sense, we find four kinds there. Each and every kind receives specific providence by the Creator in a way that there are four discernments in the attachment of providence here. In fact, they are only two, concealment of the face and revelation of the face, but they are divided into four. There are two discernments in providence of concealment of the face, which are single concealment and concealment within concealment, and two discernments of the providence of revelation of the face, providence of reward and punishment, and eternal providence. My commentary, this section will become clear shortly. Right now we are using terms that are not clearly defined. To start this understanding of the terms, let us wait until Rabbi Ashlag defines them later on in his essays. What definitions do we not understand? Providence, reward and punishment, eternal providence, concealment of the face and concealment of within concealment, single concealment, concealment within concealment. These are terms that have not been defined, and we think we understand them, but we don't. Be patient in your learning. We're now going to move, since we've reached the bottom of this handout, we're going to move to section four, or class four, which will start with section 46. Remember, we are learning a hakdama, an introduction. We are learning everything. But you must have the vessel to hold all of the light of everything. Section 46. The verse says in Deuteronomy 31:17, "Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods." When you regard these words, you will find that in the beginning it states, "Then my anger shall be kindled, and I will hide my face," meaning one concealment. Afterwards it states, "And many evils and troubles shall come upon them, and I will surely hide my face," meaning double concealment. And we must understand what is this double concealment. I'm not going to go into discussion of double concealment because that will come in the next couple of sections. But single concealment, we can understand now. Now, how does it apply to our world today? We are in exile. We are in exile because of what we did. Well, some people will tell you, but I wasn't there. That was history. But we study Kabbalah, and we know that history is really our same souls in an earlier incarnation. So we are responsible for this concealment, and we're still doing it today. If you read the books of the prophets, it constantly tells us, the prophets warned us, trust Hashem. The prophets never say, be certain about Hashem. They don't expect that of us. But we need to expect it of ourselves. We need to arrive at a level of certainty, because that is the only thing that's going to stop you, stop us, stop our government from turning to secular powers. Secular power is another god. If you've lived in the land of Israel, I have not. If you have visited the land of Israel, I have. If you meet the people, they are not like American Jews. The Israeli Jew has a different attitude. They are going to defend themselves. They are going to conquer the Arabs. They are in control. But they turn to the United States for their weapons. And then they make those weapons better and they build them in Israel. They turn to the United States to create the Abraham Accords. Just these peace treaties that were signed recently. Why did they not do it on themselves? Well, we needed a third party to do them. That may be true. But that third party should have been Hashem. Hashem is hiding his face. We don't see him. We don't know him doing this. So who do we thank? Who did the modern state of Israel thank? Who did the secular Israeli thank? Who even did the Orthodox Israeli thank? Trump, the president of the United States. The people of the modern state of Israel turned to another god. They and we turn to the United States. Why did we do that? Because we can't think that God will provide us with a miracle. And our sages tell us, don't depend on miracles. Do what you have to do. You have to become strong. Okay, so you buy your weapons from the United States, and then you create better weapons. Is that how you depend on Hashem? But if you think that you are the one creating the better weapon, you're being foolish. Everything is provided by Hashem. Verse 47. We must first understand what is the meaning of the face of the Creator, about which the writing says, I will hide my face. It can be thought of as a person who sees his friend's face and knows him right away. However, when he sees him from behind, he is not certain of his identity. He might doubt, perhaps he is another and not his friend. And one of the effects of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 disease, is we wear masks. And when we wear masks, we don't recognize our friend. We don't see the person. We You don't see the face. It's concealed. Demonstrating the concealment of the concealment. People don't think of this. They don't study 10 luminous emanations. If you do, you cannot help but realize this concealment of the concealment is taking place in a more severe way than it was prior to the COVID-19. I'm continuing to read. So is the matter before us. Everyone knows and feels that the Creator is good, and that it is the conduct of the good to do good. Hence, when the Creator generously bestows upon his creations, it is considered that his face is revealed to his creations. This is because then everyone knows and senses him, since he behaves according to his name, as we have seen above regarding open providence. Section 48. Yet when he behaves with his creations the opposite from the above, considered the posterior or the back of the Creator, this is because his face, meaning his complete attribute of goodness, is entirely concealed from them, from us. Since this is not a conduct that suits his name, it is like a person who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and think perhaps he is another. The writing says, then my anger shall be kindled, and I will hide my face. During the anger, when people suffer trouble and pains, it means that the Creator is hiding his face, which is his utter benevolence, and only his posterior is revealed. In that state, great strengthening in his faith is required to beware of thoughts of transgression, since it is hard to know him from behind. This is called one concealment. Section 49. However, when troubles and torments accumulate to a great extent, it causes a double concealment, which the books name concealment within concealment. It means that even his posterior is unseen, meaning they do not believe that the Creator is angry with them and punishes them, but ascribe it to chance or to nature, and come to deny his providence and reward and punishment. This is the meaning of the verse, and I will surely hide my face in that. They are turned unto other gods. That is, they become heretics, and they turn to idol worshiping. This United States just went through an election. And there's still a lot of comment about it in the news. But let's really understand what took place. People went to rallies. They heard music. The music was designed to ramp up their emotions, connect them to their political people. Did they turn to God to say, who should I vote for? No, because they don't think that God will tell them who to vote for. But God answers all questions. Every question you ever asked is answered. It may not be an answer that you can understand. It may not be in an answer that is in a timely response. But it is always answered why do you turn to people, to idols known as rock stars, actresses, actors, political power brokers? Why do you turn to them? We will read one more section, number 50. However, before that, when the writing speaks only from the perspective of one concealment, the text ends. They will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? This means that they still believe in providence of reward and punishment, and say that the troubles and suffering come to them because they do not cleave to the Creator, as it is written. These evils come upon us because our God is not among us. This is considered that they will see the Creator, but only from behind. For that reason, it is called one concealment. Only concealment of the face. Why is Rabbi Ashlag repeating what he told us? Because we don't remember. But I just read it to you 7 minutes ago. You forgot it already. Not just you, I forget it, and I read it. When we study Kabbalah, we have to repeat it over and over and over until we have read it 101 times. And only then can we possibly remember it. We are almost out of time, but we have time for questions. While you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you that we have a class at 3 o'clock West Coast time to study advanced reincarnation. And once we have finished with the advanced reincarnation classes, which we are very close to being finished, we will change the time of our Friday morning services. Prayers, which has taken over when we study Psalms, we will do this in place of the advanced reincarnation classes. Tomorrow we have four classes. Morning prayers, which is really not prayers, but it's education about prayers. That's at 7 o'clock West Coast time. At 11 o'clock West Coast time, we have basic Kabbalah, which is, I believe, we're still working on Kashrut. Our deep Zohar is at 4:30, and the writings of the Ari at 7. Are there any questions? I hope you all have a beautiful day. I wish you all shalom, shalom gadol, and Shavua Tov, a good week.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shavua Tov. Thank you. Okay.